Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are here one more day in the land of the living.
Amen.
We are thanking the Lord and praising the Lord because he has granted us one more day to come to the altar and bow down before him. Give him glory and honor and praise. Today we are thanking him because we are on this side of the grave. Others wasn't so fortunate, wasn't blessed enough to be here. Today we have a woman of God from Tennessee would be bringing us a word today from the Lord. And we pray that the Lord will bless her to hear, to see, and to speak that which says the Lord, that our hearts would be prepared to receive, that we will look beyond all that our natural senses will allow us to see and hear, and hear what God is saying to us for this time that we are in. I want to just say that I am just amazed at what's going on in this nation. Before this woman of God starts, we're running 2 minutes late, but we all right. I got a message email today, and the Democrats have just made it feasible. I don't know if that's the right word, but they'll make it accessible. That's the word I'm looking for. Accessible for a child that gets pregnant. You know, I'm talking about a person 16, 17, 15, 14 years that get pregnant, to have abortion pills to be sent to their homes unknown to their parents. And they can take this pill, and this pill will kill the fetus inside their belly. The Democratic president had just passed the law. I said, Lord, have mercy. How much more are we going to do before the Lord moves? So, Father, allow your servant to come on and speak to us as we yield our hearts and our minds and our souls to you this morning. In Jesus' name, come on in, Populous. I'm going to go on mute and let the Lord use you. Come on in.
Lord, God bless you. Blessings on your apostle, your wife, and all that concerns you, the ministry entrusted in your care. We give an honor to all of the apostles, the ones that earnestly contend for the faith. Glory to God and the prophets that are speaking timely. Amen. We bless God for them, all of your pastors, the evangelists, glory to God, and teachers. Amen. That are bringing balance to the body of Christ at this time. The urgency, amen, in them to thrust in the word, amen, concerning times, whether they are ready or not, seen or not. It is so urgent and necessary now, as the Lord commissioned Apostle Paul, and even I was called by the same scripture to do as I do as a handmaiden of the Lord, from Acts, the 26th chapter, verse 18, where God told Apostle Paul, and I feel that goes for every minister of the gospel that is called, that God has called us and anointed us to open the people's eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord today who has graced us and given us another chance to prove ourselves to him, that we may continue to be accounted worthy to stand with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To stand together, to work, to be workers together with God in this last day. I'm getting a reverb or echo in the background. Praise the Lord. I don't know if that's me or somebody else praising God. Amen. But nevertheless, let the word of the Lord echo. Let it ring. Amen. Over these airways. Amen. If the devil wants to at this time, pray. Pray upon P-R-E-Y and play P-L-A-Y and manipulate the frequencies. And, I mean, he's trying to hinder the gospel every way that he can and silence. He wants to silence the lambs. Glory to God. Amen. And he is doing all possible to ban truth over the airwaves through the media. You know, he's been given that authority to do so. But we as prayer warriors and holy men of God, all who stand with God, can prevent much of this from happening, because the gospel is going to go forth whether we open our mouth or not. We know it ends with the angels flying across the heavens with the everlasting gospel. It ends in the hands of the Spirit, the angels, the holy council, the one that didn't fall with Lucifer, carrying the last of it across the heavens, as we have been mandated to do here on earth while we have time. I tell you, I'm so stirred, and I thought I wasn't going to make it, so I apologize for the lateness of the time. By my clock, it was 7 after, and by yours, you said 2 minutes. Well, praise God. Take it off on the 5. I was having problems with my car, trying to get out to the land, and to feed my shepherds and my chickens and so on. And, my car was acting up so bad. I said, okay. And but nevertheless, I got here, and then I had to rush and, and put something away and then come back to talk to you guys. And I'll tell you, it's just a blessing to be back here with you. And I don't take it for granted and don't take it lightly that the Lord has opened the door again for me to share with you. And I thank God for all of you, all of the pastors and all of you around the world, or however far this goes throughout the time zones, the ley lines, or whatever, wherever you're planted or wherever you're staying at this hour, wherever you live, we bless God that the truth is going forth. The truth is marching on, and it is going around the world through these particular devices. And we thank God that we was included in it. And who would thought that we would be speaking for the Lord after coming off of years of habits that we've had in time past and the things that we did in the dark, that Paul even say that it's a shame to speak of some of the things that we have done in the dark the past times. And I thank the Lord that I don't have to be ashamed. There's some things I'm ashamed of, but it's a testimony. And in times, in various situations, sometimes it's corporately, I'm able to talk about some things that's in a way that's not X-rated. And then in private meetings among women and then other sessions of counseling, we're able to open up to show people that how deep God, how deep he reached way down to pick us up. Hallelujah. And so people won't think there's nothing too hard for God at this hour, and the enemy's painting a picture that God can't save you. You're too far gone. Praise the Lord. But I thank God. I thank God that Jesus can reach way down and pick you up. And I celebrate that. And I just want to praise the Lord for this being my 44th year, January. Amen. My 44th year of walking and following and pursuing the Lord and righteousness. And I'm just happy about my life with all the death and the things that are going on, that everything that I have given into his care, he has taken care of. He has kept, praise the Lord, and everything that I've needed, he has provided, and he continues to do so. Amen. And I thank the Lord. It's nobody but him, nobody but the Lord, hallelujah, who is genuinely concerned about the affairs of men, all of our affairs, he's concerned, amen, and everything is moving by the power of God. And so I bless God for my chance to be back for you again today. And I tell you, it's just so much that can be said today. I mean, and let me tell you, once I get started, I can go on and on and on and on because I'm full. I'm overwhelmed. Oh, I'm feeling so heavy. And then at the same time, my heart is floating because of the overwhelming love of God and the mercy that God continues to show to myself and all that I own and all whom concern me and family and friends. I'm back here, Coco. I'm sorry about that, but I let dog Coco, she's a full-blooded shepherd, I let her run around while I'm sitting in the car ministering to you all, looking at my surroundings, the trees and everything around me, because I hadn't been over here for a couple of days, and so I'm just measuring everything around me right now, and which I want to encourage you to do as well. Always look at the things around you. Be more attentive and to measure things, everything. You know, God is doing it, so we must do it as well to make sure everything has the appropriate weight. We are have the right balance in our lives today. And so, Father, we just bless you. We praise you, Almighty God. Oh, because of who you are, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory. We extol you, God. We lift you above all others. We know that you are God and that you are God alone and you alone are God. And there is nobody who has proven to be greater. We honor you for the chance today to serve you and to lift up our hands before you And certainly, Lord, you know it's without wrath. We don't have an attitude about life. We are not unthankful, but we are thankful, Lord. We are not mad at you or mad at anyone, oh God, but we bless you because, oh, you favored us, God, and you said everything is working for our good, and we are in high expectations of the good. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you for your everlasting mercy from generation to generation and how you've kept time as this. We thank you for all that we see, for all that we hear and have heard, and you've allowed to in our hearts and shown us thy visions, dreams, divine revelations, truth, information from around the world, the things that you have prepared for us who love you. And we love you today, O living God, and we lift our voice, hallelujah, O God, to worship you and to praise you, O God. I just thank you. I praise you, O, for favor, for causing us to continue, O, to abound, for enlarging us and increasing us in every way that's necessary for our survival. We thank you, Lord, for all of your people that you've set here at this hour to give ear to your word, hallelujah, and to hear your pleading, your calls. Oh, God, we pray that you will beseech them, that you will anoint every eye, Lord, to see the kingdom today, to see it. Let them see what you prepare for them, the glory that's coming. Hallelujah to those who wait upon it. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to wait. Help us to wait, Lamb of God. Hallelujah, until we be clothed upon with the glory that Jesus died for, that we may obtain. Help us, and we pray that by this word today, oh, God, that you would magnify the lamp upon our feet. Hallelujah, that we can see which way we take. You would order our steps, and these steps will lead us to the door of a glory that Jesus died, oh God, to bring many sons into. And we thank you even for the glory that we have with you from the beginning, that we, God, has been given the way and provided your spirit to bring us back into the glory that we had with you before we entered our mother's womb. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you that your mercy is still upon my family. I thank you, Lord, oh God, for sparing our cities, for watching over our cities, that our watchings and our labors be not in vain. Lord, you said sometime we would slumber and some of us would sleep, but you've kept our cities. You remembered our prayers and you showed mercy, Lord. Thank you for holding back all the deepest of the travail of this planet in our regions. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness to the just and the unjust. You let the sun shine. Thank you for pushing back the contrails, the chemtrails, and let us see your glory. Let us see your favorite color today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the whiteness in the cloud. Thank you for the blue skies. Thank you for the sun. Hallelujah. Thank you for the little wind that blows. God, we thank you for cleansing the air. We thank you. We thank you for everything that stands. Hallelujah, and even for that, that you even allow to fall as an example before us. We just want to bless you and thank you, oh God, for being faithful. And we pray that you will cause us to be as faithful to you as you are to us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. In the name of Jesus, get back, get back. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. I'm sorry, y'all. The German Shepherd unpopped his chain. Oh, my God. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you for your mercy that continues upon our children. All of the babes and sucklings, we stand before you, for them, God. We thank you for restraining, hallelujah, abortions. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all that you're doing for your people, them that are called by your name, those who stand in resistance of the beast, his image, his mark and his number. Hara Rishtamana. God, I thank you. Oh, God, you are the potter today, and we are the clay, and we pray that you will perfect all that concern us. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the removal of every spot, wrinkle, or blemish, and any such thing that will offend. We pray for forgiveness of any sins of omission, sins of commission, besetting sins. We pray, Jesus, that you forgive us if we've trespassed against any. Oh, God, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us, we pray in Jesus' name that you forgive unpaid debts, paid vows in the name of Jesus. Forgive us if we have coveted anything at any time of our neighbor's house. We pray, oh, God, oh, if we have fallen prey to any form of idolatry at any time, in the name of Jesus, we pray to be delivered from all idleness, that we would get busy for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and do more today than we did yesterday, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you will anoint us afresh and enlighten us today by your word, and sharpen our senses that they will be exercised to discern both good and evil, the human spirit from the demon spirit, and, oh, God, the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, and all that shaping and forming and shape-shifting in the midst of us, to know that which thy hand has made when it comes to images and likenesses. Help us to know the difference in all the hybrids, oh, God, and that which is you of the of Genesis 3:15, the serpent seed. We pray that you will continue to reveal, expose, and make a show of them openly, that we will not be ignorant concerning anything that's living and moving and breathing and having a being in the midst of us and around us. This we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will let there be an overflow of your word and anoint my mind, oh God, to cleave to you right now, that what I hear, I will say unto them in the name of Jesus. Help me to speak that which is edifying, ministering line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little and there a little. We pray, oh God, oh, that this word will fall on good ground and everything else will be rooted out and plucked up. Everything you didn't plant and you didn't speak, that is of a lie. That's a part of the delusion. That is of the doctrines of devils and the commandments of men. Oh God, the traditions of men that were caused or power shortage. We pray, Jesus, oh God, that all of it be destroyed. Let every yoke be destroyed because of the anointing, your word, the Holy Ghost, the anointing. Let him teach us, hallelujah, and develop us so that no, we will have need of any man to teach us always, God. We pray, oh God, to be expedited into the fullness of the image of your Son. As the creation travail now for that manifestation, let it be so in Jesus' name. Bless, bless today, heal today, deliver and set free. Crown of these people here that are listening to the soles of their feet from the first Leah, Kura Rishtamara. Hallelujah. From the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, from the first lay of the skin down to the very marrow of the bone. We pray for the destruction, for the annihilation, for the deterioration, for the dismantling of every nanofiber, every nanowave, every nanocrystal, and the nanopowder, and everything that's being sprayed. Oh, God, by the other species that's warring against man. Oh, God, let it be dissolved. Deliver your people who have been injected by nanos in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray that you will sanctify our waters, our food, and all where the devil and his angels, God, have sinisterly all planted it everywhere and throughout every resource. We pray, God, that you would deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil, that we cannot see and have not seen are too strong for us now. Deliver us, God. We pray that you would mount your wings about us as the eagle that you have declared in the 91st song. And God, we pray, God, that you would keep us from all the agenda of the loosening from these biologists, the evil ones and the scientists that are evil. Oh, God, I'm walking in an awesome pestilence that is overspreading, God. In the name of Jesus, let there be no needless deaths, no untimely deaths, no untimely birth. But we pray, God, that everything will move in its time, while there's time. God, have your way today. Have your way today, oh God, throughout everyone, oh, in every country under the sound of this radio blog's voice. Bless them. Keep them, Lord. Keep them alert. Keep them vigilant. Help them to remain sober always. Help them to speak the truth always. Help them in their desire for truth in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let it be so. Let it be so. Have mercy on us. Have mercy. Have mercy today in the name of Jesus. And we will continue to give you glory, honor, and praise as your hand remain on us for the good, that nobody will be able to pluck us out of your hand or out of your will. Let no man put us asunder. Oh, God, but we pray to stay nigh unto thee. And we thank you for your promise that you would draw nigh to us as we draw nigh to you. This we glorify and praise you above all the hosts of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I don't even know, I must say, I don't even know, Apostle, how long I'm going to be able to hold this here, because I got... my other, Jeremy, I got two boy shepherds that's just right under a year old, and one has, oh, he has chewed through this wire and popped it. I let the mama run around, and he got jealous, and looked like he's been working on it since yesterday, I guess, because I wasn't here yesterday at all. Yesterday was my birthday, and so I didn't make it out here. I've been hanging out with my mom, who's 83 years old, and fellowship with her, and she's just been longing for me to stay, and I try to come in today if I can, trying to get situated how here out on the land. But we bless God for you today. Amen. And we thank God for every one of you today. And so today I just want to encourage you. I think, you know, I have so many scriptures, so many things that I've been studying and plowing and watching while I'm working on natural things. I'm telling you, the word of the Lord is coming. It's just blowing the visions and the dreams are definitely coming, and the confirmations that comes through many other that surround me, and through our prayer line, Eagles Outreach prayer line. There are those, well, that's prayer warriors that's bringing stuff to tie in and to confirm what God is saying at this hour. And we know that we are moving timely, and it's boasting in the Lord, and that we are saying things accurately as God would have it in this season. Amen. We are in season with what we are saying. And so I told Apostle, as you always request, when we come to speak to you all to give a topic, and I was trying to weigh it, and all I could think of, because I've been telling the prayer warriors on the prayer line to pay attention to the signs, to watch the signs, especially the last of it that's in the heavens, the changes that are going on, the travail both on earth and in the heavens, how we need to pay attention to the elements in the signs that's going on in the heavens. So I want to read a few verses of that, and I'm going to talk from that, amen, and then we are going to release it so that our dear apostle or maybe bishop will come and do our altar call as set already. But we were talking about, amen, and been studying on the signs, how to know where we are at this time, or what we are looking at this time globally, the moving politically, and where we are set at spiritually, and how everything is coming to its fullness and at a balance right now, because it's been measured. We're going through a measuring. Everything now is on a scale. It's on a divine scale, and what God has done, you can tell that it has been done. We have been measured, and the determination of God and rewards and rewards or judgments or wages are now in effect, that every city, every family, every government, every nation, every people, every individual is now receiving their due wages at this hour. And you looking at the things that are happening to people and why people do the things they do, amen, it's just a lot to, my God, to interpret and to digest, amen. But in dealing with looking at the signs, I want to deal with much of the face of the sky. We've been discerning many things as we look across the world globally through the internet, which is a great key at this hour, amen. We've been watching the face of the sky, the angelic wars, the angelic competitors are, first of all, see how it is, because when you see it in the natural, it's already going forth in the spirit. When you're looking at the angelic competition or the war on the firmaments or the weather wars as a sign of angelic wars, amen, Lucifer's angels in competition with the holy angels that's kept their estate, that decided to stay with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That decided to stay with the Lord and keep their estate. And then there's those others that's trying to hinder not only the ones who are governors, are controlling the elements, the things that were made us under the sun, things as such as the sun and keeping it in its place, releasing it on the moon and the stars, and when it's measured, and even though we see shooting stars and stars fall, God keep a count and a measure on everything. He even measured the dust of the earth. Now, we sweep dust and dust all the time. He even know, we look at it and we just see a cluster of dust, but and we don't know how many little pieces it is, because, I mean, they're so small you can't hardly see them or even count them, even with glasses or contacts. But God measures, praise the Lord. And so when we look at all of the war that's going on, I'm telling you, there's nowhere that there's no war, even on the first level of prayer. When we are praying, when we start off praying, we start off in war, trying to make an ascension to go up. There's a level of prayer in the lowest of the heavens where there's still war, because we have so much demonic activity at altars now, not only at their own that they have erected globally through the seed of these fallen angels, or in other words, the children of the fallen angels, but the war that's at the altar. When we get down, the struggle that you have, the noise, the distraction that comes there, and even some of your imaginations and worriations can be overwhelming, that's planted by them and stirred by them, will cause war to keep you from ascending above the serpent's line so that you can see accurately and timely and on a level that you can see in all the lower spheres by prayer or by a vision and a dream on where the thrones of iniquity are seated, or the witches, the warlocks' houses, and temples that are near you, in the nearest city. If there's something in the heights of the cloud, amen, we should be certainly far more in advance than what we are in seeing and hearing, because right now the noise and the voices has intensified, not only music and boom, boom, boom in the earth and worship and R&B and rappers and all of that thing, more so the animal kingdom, the travail the noise, the weeping of the animal kingdom, the cries of the animal kingdom and other species in the earth. And then there's other strange voices that have not been heard in our dominion at all, that are new, that even is frightening to I watch my dog, certain sounds, certain times of night, you know, on if you're watching the clock, just like I do sometimes when I know how to take my herbs and my vitamins. We have a organ, what we call an organ chart, that you know, there's certain organs in your body that opens up at different hours. And they have discovered this through biology and science. And so everything monitored, everything has a time clock, everything is numbered. Is there so much happening to, I'm telling you, salvation is it's working away, and it takes, and it's going to require even more of your attention and being attentive in this hour, being more aware than you've ever been in this hour because of the day of judgment. We are in the day of judgment and indignation, and we need to know the difference. Where the wrath of God is not here, but right now the world is getting ready to move into a place never seen to any generation that has ever been born before us, and there won't be one after this one. There will be no generation to live, not under these circumstances of overspreading of abomination, and how you look around, even America is becoming a breeding ground for demons, and every unclean thing under the sun is approved. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we really need to, I'm sorry, my animals out here has got me distracted. I got one on the side. Get out. Get down. And sit down. Sit down, Rambo. And I'm holding his chain, his broken chain, through my door while I'm sitting in the car. And he just keep tapping on the window like he's tap dancing. And want my attention, I'll let him run. And I would have to keep them chained, because if a car passed, then they have a habit of running toward it. And they have never done that before, and I'm afraid that they probably would get hurt. And so I'm holding it until I finish ministering to you guys. But if it's ever been a time, y'all, to pay attention, to be alert, to pay attention to noise and learn how to adjust yourself to even study the silence. And I know I've said this in time past, that sometimes you just need to get in a place of stillness with nothing that you have turned on. You have the remote, the power to release, to speak in your place, in your space, like such as the television or the radio. Some people can't live without it, or noise. You know, they're afraid of silence. And even when you quiet it down, then you not only cease from hearing all the other voices, but when the human spirit ceases, you cut them off of the television, and you cut them off, excuse me, by radio. Now, there's the only thing that's left in your space is to discern spirits, the voices of fallen angels, entities, disembodied ones that still don't have bodies, and some will continue without them, even though there's a degree of them that lost their bodies in the flood. They are, science has provided them bodies, and those who in the way of robots and like Siri or your GPS that directs everybody, those are the fallen angels that was their daughters who are disembodied, and their voices are going out. That's not a voice of a human that speaks to you from that element that high. And so they're all being housed. They're all being housed, and now everything is merging and being loosed in so many voices in the world. Paul specified this in 1 Corinthians 14, that There are so many voices in the world, and none of them without significance. And we know anytime a word is spoken, it pertains to the natural as well as the spirit. Okay, and so if you hear it in the natural realm, it was released. It was permitted to speak in the spirit realm, and then it crossed over into our realm. And he said, now he was talking about so many voices. Now, in our world, there's so many different languages, various languages, kindreds and tongues and so on, both natural and spirit. And I'm telling you, I've heard languages from around the world, and but there is a tongue and a language from the spirit realm we haven't heard, except for the ones that our governments now are, according to Isaiah 18, that there are some, our governments have made a covenant with death. They've been talking to the deaf angel, who is a spirit, has a personality. He is a being. He's a shape. He's not just riding on horses. But Isaiah say they've made a covenant with death and an agreement with hell. And this is why we see so many human sacrifices and so much death. And we are looking at the satanic altars in the temples, but now it's all over. It has overspread it to communities, you know, wherever there's slaughter and people are doing all kind of things to give offerings to these devils for making them rich and famous. They require dead sacrifices when God requires living sacrifices. And so we have all of these things going on around us, speaking to the point that you really, really got to get your senses, as Hebrews 5 and 14 exercise, that you can discern both good and evil and know the difference in the human spirit from a demon spirit and from the Holy Ghost ruling, being the superior. He's supposed to, but people have to choose to allow the Spirit of God to move and to dominate their lives. And so even in the rebuilding of the temple during the prophet Ezra's days, you know, something stood out to me in that third chapter in verse 13, where they rebuilt the temple, and there was a lot of excitement going on at that time. And they were so happy about the restoration of the house of God. And let me tell you something, in spite of all the evil that we see and all that's going on around the world, I don't care what's going on. Amen. We always end in the end, and then restoration comes. Amen. It shall be joy after this. There should be glory after this to them, to all of us who have kept our bodies in sanctification and honor, who stand in that word, stand in prayer, living right, loving right, giving timely. Amen. Doing what God has chosen you to do, praise God, there shall be glory after all of these light afflictions, after the passing through of the wrath of Satan, which people are now getting ready to enter into. Oh, my God, you're talking about torment and pain, the birth pains. We are not in the beginning of sorrows. We're at the end of the birth. We're in the day of manifestation. We're not in the day of, the tribe, the little trimester, and the first and the second trimester. That is over. We are at the fullness now, where it's a requirement for manifestation. Praise God. What we have believed, what we have received, what we have conceived, and what is forming in us. The earth even opening up, showing you the level of birthing part of where you're at in your pregnancy, where you're at in your conception, the dilation, the holes everywhere, the sinkholes, the splitting, all of her. Man, you look everywhere. I ride down the street, and I would have never thought of that. Looking, and then it just came to mind by the Spirit of God, because I had been studying birthing, and say, look at the earth stretch mark. No, I would have never thought about that. I say, stretch the earth stretch mark. And I say, stretch. I say, I see it. I was traveling to another little neighboring town, and I say, look at all the cracks in the wood. I say, Lord, you mean those are her stretch marks? I say, oh, my God. Ha! Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Oh, my dog was going to run to a FedEx truck. Get in here being bad. See, they not used to being loose. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry for that. Oh my God, I just love her. She's my favorite, and she's my she's most vicious. You know, let nobody approach me, really. And she's the one that stays in the house with me at night when the others are guardians over other areas around me. Praise the Lord. But she is a master shepherd, and I praise God for her. And they just not used to it. And we're out here. It's very rare that you see cars at this in this area. Praise the Lord. But then the Lord, I begin to look. I say, oh, God, I'm looking. See, this is why you got to pay attention. If you can't get accuracy or revelation or information out of the people around you, especially you got people don't even study. They can't interpret nothing, some of these folk. And just like Ezra, I was trying to bring it out to you. And Ezra 3:13 was talking about at the rebuilding of the temple. And what stood out to me in that verse was he say, and the people could not discern the noise. They could not discern the noise of weeping from shouting. Okay, she took that rebuke. A truck came by, and she stayed right there sitting. Praise God. And he said the people could not discern the noise of weeping from shouting. Now, this shows you we need to pay attention to sounds. And then Jesus warned us. And we see in the four Gospels and their description on what's going to happen in the last days, major signs and sounds, the things that pertain to the human spirit, things that pertain to the demonic kingdom, and things that pertain to the earth, your elements around you, the God-given elements, and the trees, their changes, the difference in God's purge versus the nano attacks that's in effect right now. Praise God. And on time, it looks like we're going to have an early spring. Stuff turn green, and then it's brown. And it's strange. Things seems like it's out of time, but it's not. And what has happened is, and when you begin to look at the face of the sky and understand beyond the first two floors of the firmaments, the spheres. We have our atmosphere. You have the troposphere, the troposphere, and anything behind that, that floor dealing with, especially when you get out to the exosphere, where all your planets, and God talk about Orion and all the different cosmos and the hosts that he's planted in heaven. And when God began to describe them through Job, amen. And that means he wants you to notice those things too, because the last and final signs will be in heaven. The war on earth among men and with the angelic force inducing it, and they're the instigators to divide men and to conquer, to cause this division and fight, versus the angelic wars of Satan now with his scientists, the ones that sit in the realm of powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, his scientists and his biologists, and what we call in movies, old ancient 50s and 60s movies, the Dr. Jekylls and the Mr. Hyde, that's creating and fusing together elements and minerals and metals to bring man to an unhealthy situation, to manipulate our air. And Satan now at the transference of power, because it's been done according to God's word, and we could stand in resistance right now to rebuke him in many things, but there's some things that must run their course. Praise God. At the transference of power, that means he will grab hold of manipulating the sun. And soon, all the things that have been given by God will be removed, and then everything that Lucifer offers to people, because they have chosen him in this realm over God by trying to silence the Lamb, the removal of his commandments out of the marketplaces and out of the schools, and all of them in total rebellion throughout America. So it ain't no need of praying for America. You pray for the people in America, those that are redeemable. And everybody is not redeemable. Everybody in the midst of us is not human. They are not. So we need to stop believing everybody that you see in the political realm, in the Democrat realm. Now, those who are in the Democrats, all that's pushing against the seed, the rise of the war against seed. You know, the devil been warring against seed since the beginning with Eve and the subjection of her, and the intimacy between him and her, and bringing forth fraternal twins. And you had Cabel, that was Abel, was Adam's son, and then Cain, who was Lucifer's son, and there it goes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's why you don't see Cain in any of the Septuagint Bible or any other of the ancient Bible, the original, because we have mutilated version, and see him at all in Adam's genealogies. It's Abel, and then there's Seth, and then it goes on. Praise the Lord. But Cain is not in there, so it was paternal. It's always been a war against seed, down from humans all the way to the apple seed, the orange seed, the cow seed, the pig seed, the fish egg, everything. There's a war against seed. That's why everything's seedless. And that's one reason why I don't eat seedless grapes, seedless watermelons, and all that, because the scripture says, God said, seed, that which is of seed, that's what we're supposed to eat. And there's a reason for it. And Satan is warring against seed, multiplication. And I heard the apostle said, and I know I'm talking a little fast, but I got to roll with it. Praise God, because I know this time goes very fast. And apostle was saying the approval of the birth control pill. We heard it the first day it was announced. At first, I was watching C-SPAN, and it was on the tables. They have channels where you can see the law pass. I mean, you want to pay attention to laws, because it will have some little, just a little effect on the people of God. And because of what Daniel prophesied in chapter 7 and verse 25, that is given unto the Antichrist spirit to change times and laws, not only natural laws or word laws or those that are written on the wall. Laws are written in books, but the laws of genetic, the laws in biology of the waters, the war in the seed changing, and the manipulation of shapes and forms and images and likenesses, praise God, in the waters, the fish in the sea, the fowls in the air, all this other new creation that's going on to cover his world when the removal of the originals, the ones that maintain the image and the likeness of God, because anything that didn't keep it, God don't want it. If he can't recognize it, praise the Lord. So when people start cutting their organs off, like you see these things change, ain't nothing you can do with that. Ain't no need of you trying to give them the word, because God has already stepped away from them according to his word. If you study that whole chapter of Romans 1, God has stepped away from that individual. There ain't no such thing as that person can go eunuch. Repentance, God has rejected that because it cared not to retain. It is not. So that means they had foreknowledge of what they were doing. They willfully sinned, and they become a vessel of blasphemy. Now, anything that's struggling and they hadn't went through the puberty blockers or the injections or the mutilation or the removal of the breasts or the removal of the penile system, you know what they do when you study it. You got to have an understanding of the times that we entering in order to help people, and you want to know what to bless, what to curse, what to lay hands on, and what to refrain your hands from. Amen. You can't bless what God has cursed. And so you need to understand your air. You need to understand the wind. You need to understand the sun. Even the world got sense enough to know, and watching prophecy more closer than the church study it and believe it more than the church care to know or study it or believe it. They know that the sun is going to stop shining soon. Praise God. Before it stops shining, Glory to God. And you know we are here to the seventh trump, and so we are going to see a lot of this, praise God, in effect. They already got their artificial sun and moons and testing it because they believe God even though they rebellious. And they're going on their own way, doing what they want to do. Glory to God. Amen. They got their artificial sun ready, the artificial moon, because when you don't want God, you don't want what he has created and given to you as a glory. Amen. As a delight, something that's glorious. Most of them can't stand the sun. I think Melody, people, the only one that can sit in the sun and it don't bother them like that, because we are built like that as the originals come from the land. Our DNA, our photons, we have six photons, six electrons, six neutrons that are conditioned for that absorption, praise God. And so we have this war going on in these elements, and I'm telling you, it ain't hardly no rest. It ain't hardly no rest. Amen. I was telling somebody today, I said, man, I got to get to sleep because I'm starting to get these bags under my eyes. I call myself, put a little picture on my Facebook and say, well, I'm going to celebrate my birthday with my mom and my baby sister, Girls Day Out. And we went on out to Olive Garden. They treated me out there. And I'm telling you, and I look my best, but I'm telling you. But, you know, I paid a price for it. It's still an anointing under them because I've been not, as David said in the 119th Psalm, allowed my eyelids to prevent me from seeking God. Okay, what time I wake up and I say, what, Lord? Is something else I need to learn? What else? What, you woke me up at 12. Why is it 12:12? What does that mean, God? Or why is it 4:44? And I'm questioning. I say, Lord, and the Lord said, look at the earth. Pay attention to the earth, 4:44. And then I begin to go back to Genesis to see what happened on the fourth day. I say the fourth day, so something is moving in creation. If I wake up to something with a lot of sixes, I say, oh, man, done shift again, the number of a man. Or if I wake up to something in threes, I mean something is going on in the Godhead body. If I wake up to 12, I know something is going on in the, I'm telling you, you got to pay attention to God. He's the only way out. Hallelujah. He's the only way you're going to make it through. People standing resistant of revelations and information and other things that we who have, are studious. Hallelujah. Not to just artificial things and temporal things and got our mind on sex and none. We know that's good in marriage for husbands and wives and all. You know the things that he's given us as a glory. On the land, but now it's getting ready to turn. We are getting ready to enter into a pain such as the world never said. Now here comes, these are the final birth pains. The birth pains, the final pains, there is about to be a manifestation. And I read and I found in Job and I found in Psalms where he said that the wicked, belly, their belly, in their belly, they're preparing deceit. In the belly is preparing something. You know how conception goes from the embryo when you get the sperm and the egg together and then it starts developing into something and the war. And even Satan's been given access to the womb now. The war is in the womb, and that's why we have so many shapes of iniquity, so much deformity in the human makeup of a human imagery, likeness more than ever. You know, splitted lips, no eyes, no head, one eye, and all of this is Lucifer's doing, and a lot of it has to do with chemicals and nanos and the things that's going on, because it shows you how evil is moving and the transferring of power is going on. And see, most of the church don't even know what's happening. But the when you look at the political world, we see that everything is shifting now toward the unholy trinity of Revelation 16:13. To the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. And now you see devils, the spirits of devils, the evidence of devils, unclean spirits going out to everyone on the face of the earth, but first to leaders. first to the leaders, and they have to dethrone spiritual leaders. It has to, the dethroning starts from the pulpit, from within the kingdom arena before it goes and start dominating the Democrats and the senators and the conservatives and all them who's trying to lead the nations without God. Amen. Praise God. And so you need to be discerning the face of the sky and upon your land. And even the Jesus warned us that in Matthew 24. You can write these down because I'm just going to go through them without turning to them and read them. Matthew 24, the 24th chapter, verses 3 and 4, the Lord warned of that when his disciple was curious as to, Lord, what shall be the sign of your coming? When I see strange things and stuff are new, even if it's a bug or a particular leaf that's unlike any other leaf or the structure of a tree, like I've been posting a lot of strange trees that are now in view. People are capturing trees that as though it was someone that was cursed and restricted, frozen, forced into that mold because of disobedience somewhere, because some of it is shaped just like people. We're not talking about carving or somebody carved out something in a tree. We're talking about trees that's literally that's being shown across the world as shaped like some strange creature that was stopped in its spot. And I'm telling you, down to caves, and I'm telling you, worlds are merging. All the things that were secret are now surfacing. We are showing what we are face to face with and what's coming. Jesus told his disciples in the last days, you better be careful. And they wanted to know the sign of his coming and the end of the world. There's two signics. You need to be paying attention. Signs of his coming. What is pertaining to the sign of his coming? Is this the sign of his coming? Or this is a sign of the end of the world? You have two categories of you need to be looking at the signs of his coming and the sign of the end of the world. What is that part of the sign of the end of the world? All of that water? Is that part of the sign of the end of the world or a sign of his coming? And Jesus said, you got to be watching. And even for the deception that shall increase in the land. And it is here. This is a season of the false anointing. This is a sign, a time of competition. People competitive and comparing themselves among themselves, measuring themselves among themselves. And Paul says, not wise. It started in the church arena and then overspread it to our political pulpits now that have given themselves over to the devil. They have given up, went in covenant with death, and Isaiah said they made an agreement with hell, and we see it. And God said that he put his approval on it, even though he later will disannul it. He even told them in that same chapter through the prophet Isaiah that I'm going to disannul your agreement, your marriage, your covenant with hell and death. I'm going to annul it, but you see it. But then God said that there's a place that the world would get in, a people or places or things or even religious arena would get in that you forget me. He say, oh, and the wicked and the nations that forget me. You forget me, God. You ignoring me. You don't forgot me. He said, I'm going to turn you into hell. And in the Greek, and when you study it in the Aramaic, and even in Hebrew, means to be turned over to. And now you see in America being turned over to hell. And the devil would not have gone as far as it's gone, and we have not got to this place now had there been fervent praying, more prayer as need be. Amen. But we're seeing the signs in the sun and the moon, and the sun darkening and the moon, the Bible says in the 29th chapter of Matthew 24 and 29, he said the sun is going to be darkened. That means solar eclipse, okay? And he said the moon was going to be darkened. That means eclipse, moon eclipse, And then you have the blood moon. And when I begin to look at that, I say, Lord, what do you mean? What's going on here? What do you mean? And I begin to give myself over to the moon and the patterns, and then looking at Genesis 1:14 on how he said, well, the sun and the moon, I not only gave it to you all for days, for months, for years, for seasons, but for signs as well. You got to pay attention to the sign. The sun is a sign, just like I'm a sign. You a sign that carry the gospel. Paying attention to the sign, but especially those in what we call the heavens, the Bible called the firmament. The firmament, their floors upwards, praise God. And he said that when you see these signs, and even this year 2020, October 2022 was still the year of six. And why we had this time frame, so many six was being slanged all over the planet, especially over the United States, where they, and they trying to birth the Antichrist from here. You added the three twos up because there's no zero in God's numerology. Is with the year six, and now we have entered into seven, which will be a great rest for some of the people of God, though we are going to be purged. This will be a severe year of purging this year alone, before they introduce the Antichrist in 2024. Praise the Lord. But Amos even told us, when you start seeing this, and this is why the world has got an advanced notice, even in technology, they have their artificial sun. China has three, I'm told. And I've heard through others who monitor these life events and the erection of new technology. Praise the Lord. Every country has their artificial sun and moon, along with holograms, deceptions that are going on. They have already created, because they know, they believe God going to do just what he say, like some of us. Amen. And some of us think the sun go always shine and moon, but you know God told the prophet Amos in chapter 8 and verse 9, he said, and it shall come to pass in that day, surely the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in a clear day. One of these days, and it tells you, and time has been shortened, you can tell what's happening to the children, the babies, more than ever, the early deaths of young people, ages. You got to watch the ages, how these numbers fall, and God messaging us of the shortness of time. I'm taking more time out of time, okay? And so when you see the eclipse, when you see the solar eclipse or a moon eclipse or a blood moon, now, what God said in Genesis 1:14, the sun is a sign and for days and all. Now, the moon is our month light. And right now, we're in a full moon. That means to God, January is already over. We're just getting started in it under the European calendar, solar calendar, under the timing or the time zone that Lucifer manipulates a little bit more than he do, because those of the Middle East continue under the counting of the days, the countdown of the days by the moon in the Middle East. It's us who are under in the matrix, are under the delusion and the adding and the mutilation of the adding and taking away from truth. We're in this realm. And unless you have the Holy Ghost, you will not move timely, accurately, be led by the Spirit according to God's clock, God's doing. And he said, God told Amos, now he said, in the last days, I am going to cause the sun. The sun is shining so beautifully today. Bless you, Lord, for that. Because we've been getting them. They spray a lot up here in Tennessee, and we get a lot of contrails and chemtrails and those satanic drivers of those airplanes spraying nanos and blocking out the sun. And they, you know, we're dealing with weather wars, and they make it snow. They make it rain. You got smart rain. And it just shows Satan showing what he can do, trying to be like the Most High. He can't just pull it out of the blue, and it just fall like the angels over the treasures of the clouds and all that stuff. They have to spray and manipulate and fuse together chemicals and minerals to change the course of the weather. And so you see this angelic competition. Now, the ones who steal over the estate of Christ and over nature, the one that's over the moon and let it out of its place, as Enoch said, and the sun, and one that's over the snow, and the ones who's over the fountains of water above the waters, means up there where the rain come down, and now they got their seed in the clouds to force rain, and I mean, this old nasty water. Now you're getting tumors all over the fish for this constant chemical merging in natural things. It's just an unholy mess. Praise God. But God said that I'm going to start your son. I want you to be prepared now for what's coming. Don't be moved or troubled. You that are saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, I don't want you to be troubled at what happens on earth. Just know that God is still in control, as Shirley Caesar said. And he put that reassurance way down in my soul that God's got it all in control. And then another song say he got the whole world in his hand. And he got the sun and the moon in his hand, and he told the prophet Amos, who saw like John saw in our time, that in the last days I'm going to cause your sun to start going down at noonday. We look for the sun to set around 4:45 up this way. Then it started getting dark because they set the time back a little bit, so it seems darker earlier. And God said, but I'm gonna start making your sun go down at lunchtime. How would you feel then? What do you think will come out of that? Will anything step out of another realm during those times? Kind of manifestation, because we know a lot of prisons are being unleashed, and they're finding all kind of demonic books and inscriptions where they've found the seed of these fallen angels who would be qualified or skillful to unleash and to unloose things like they did this young man. They just announced this young European young man, the appearance of European, a white child, who have the key to the bottomless pit. CERN, our scientists and biologists and whatever else they want to call them, chronologists, whatever, the ones who study the heavens and who study the catacombs of the earth, the layers of the earth, or the belly, or the womb of the earth. They've been trying with their hydrogen colliders, and we have about 9 of them globally, and the ones that's operating the worst, causing the much more damage, is the one in Italy, CERN Italy. And this young man came out of nowhere and said, I have the science or the numbers. I have the technique or the skill to open it. Y'all been trying and trying. This boy's supposed to be a genius. You've been trying and trying. I'm going to hope, and all the world leaders are flying in to meet this boy. And he is supposed to now. They're going to talk to him. They're going to examine him and re-examine him. And he's probably going to have his chalkboard and putting, fusing these numbers and all of this scientific stuff that some of us have never understand, unless God show enough part of the brain to that way we will see even the genius of it. And they're going to question him by panel to see if these numbers or these letters and this science or these elements or these minerals or these chemicals that this boy or these numbers putting together, will they work? And this boy, young boy, being interviewed by outside global news people, oh, he talked like somebody old, and because he have an ancient entity, his father probably is ancient. I'm telling you, because the Bible said that these fallen ones had seed, they had children, and that's been reserved and born in such a time as this, that will help unleash some of these entities that's being bound, and some of them will be unleashed. But he is supposed to open the CERN machine. And so they're getting ready to open up that gate, y'all. And the Bible said, and I was going over it this morning, 3-something this morning, the key to the bottomless pit, and then the time frame of the 5 months where People will become more suicidal during this period, but can't find death. Death would be, that's the only time death would be on vacation, once it's open. Stuff start coming out, and men seek to die and cannot. Mean they're going to seek to die. They're going to try to kill themselves and can't. That suicide is going to increase. You're talking about suicide rates. Now they got the suicide clubs, and they have the abortion pills. They got the pills to stop a woman from having menstrual. You can't see the demonic hand in the life of man and what's really war against you. Only Satan's children will bring this to pass. Those in covenant with evil have sold their soul. And those who are not human don't care what happens to us or our children. They don't care about multiplication in children, and they're certainly not going to have, and that's why they got to purge again, and it's official. As of today, the purge starts today. There will be an unleashing of a new purge January the 6th, signed in political law of no more arrests and just killings and all. They're not going to be taking a whole lot of people to jail like that anymore, shortening the days. But God said here, he said that he's going to cause the earth, I will darken the earth in a clear day, Amos 8:9. And then 21 goes on about the beginning of the world. And it says tribulation shall be in this world such as was not since the beginning of the world until this time, nor shall ever be. Things are going to get rough, you know. And he said many are going to be purified by this fire, by this stuff on earth. They're going to remember that old preaching, those times that they heard certain things from the pulpits, and they will know not to take the mark, and they will not. But the people are already in the phase of 666. That time frame, boy, I'm telling you, they have mastered it. They mastered it down with the injection of the nanos and all the changes going to the body, the untimely death, the lifespan shortened to under 3 years after that, and all of the changes going on in this planet. When you see the first phases of it in Revelation 15, the image, overcome the beast and his image, the image changing, not just a statue erected to looked like him or similar to him or represented him, but the image change of humanity from the inside out. He's got to get to break those cells. He's got to change that blood. He's got to, if he can't do it, he'll take the breath out of you by the sprays, by the respiratory infections and plagues and diseases that's outbreaking upon this planet right now. He's warring after the second thing to God's gift given to man, not only his body, but the breath of man was the next thing God breathed into. Satan is working against every gift and every glory given to you, your family, the children's glory, their fathers, taking the fathers out of the home, the young man's strength. The glory is his strength, his eight packs, his six pack, the way his body made, it matters the way he looks, and Satan is mutilating it up, bringing confusion to it and making you remove things and replace it with other. I'm telling you, this is war. This is war. And so you got to pay attention to your son and the changes. And you know the deception of where if the son is not on his side and then you see something else there, can you recognize God's son from the artificial one? Can you recognize God moon from the artificial moon? Can you recognize a God cloud from a smart cloud? Can you recognize when it's God's rain from smart rain? Smart rain leave dust on your windows, leave it with white powder on it, spots and stains, with so many other things in it that's deadly to all species of flesh.
the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, the beasts of the field, and humans. We are in war. You got to wake up. You got to stop playing church. You got to stop just being religious. You got to stop thinking I'm your enemy. You're not my enemy. I know who my enemy is, and I'm not certainly not thinking more highly of myself than others. Man, I rejoice and I fear at the same time. And I'm working out my own salvation with fear and trembling. It sure ain't based on nothing about I'm trying to pay for my own stuff. I'm laboring for my own revelation and knowledge from God. If I can't get it from the pulpit, I'm going to seek truth, and I'm going to pursue it. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to pay for it with my life, with my time, and I don't mind going sleepless to have these types of revelations. I don't mind going hungry, suffering hunger, or to be abounds, or to be debased or criticized by you or anybody else, long as I get richer and richer in my spirit. As Paul say to you, it may appear that I'm begging and I'm always having a need. Glory to God. Amen. I appear poor in this world and struggling, but I'm rich in the spirit, in the Holy Ghost, in revelations and information, so that I can give it to folk to save them. Now, it's up to you what you do with what you've heard from me, from the Lord. Amen. Through me. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's up to you whether you believe or receive. That's on you. But I tell you, the word will not go out and come back in void, but it will accomplish that God please. Amen. And I'm here to please the Most High. And not nobody else. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm not trying to appear as a great one or have all the revelation. I'm just giving you what I know. And I'm persuaded of what I know and got many confirmations on things before I share. I don't just say it when I first hear it. I marinate it. I meditate on it. I search and I look for other witnesses and, you know, for it to be established before I bring it, because I so want to see people overcome the devil, the flesh, and the world, and come to Jesus. Amen. Because there's a great evil out to destroy us all. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God is going to start letting the sun go down at noonday. He right now is measuring anything. The Most High is measuring things. He's scoping out everything in the world. He knows what everything weighs. He knows what the earth weighs and everybody on it. From the four corners of the four hemisphere, the northern, southern, eastern, western, and he knows what the earth weighs with us on it. And if we were not on it, without the waters, which is covers much of the earth, and with the waters, God measures the dust. Amen. And when you measure means to check the extent of it, the changes. Have we been profitable in the earth? Has we profited the planet anything? Have we made it better or trashed it or destroyed it? God measures the extent, the height, the depth, the quality, the amount of, the degree of something, of the volume, and even the distance. He's measuring our triune. Every time we step in the pulpit to preach, to teach, to sing, or every time you enter the church, it's just like you going to a doctor now, only got a so-called, it's my 600-pound life, or my 1,000-pound sisters, and all them shows. And every time you go near the things of God, you're being weighed. The seed of righteousness in you outweighs all the evils of generational curses or attributes, characteristics or other. Are you conforming with the eternal weights? Praise the Lord. And Leviticus says that you should do no unrighteousness and judgment. You measure it in meta. You measure it in weight, and you measure by weight and meta weight. Deuteronomy 21:2 said, and even to the elders, that they shall come forth and they shall measure the city. Measure the city of God, the church that you're in. You know it's the end. You need to be measuring your works to make sure everything is in right standing and is outstanding. It appears glorious to God. People are developed. They're growing timely. They're not stunt. They are not still sleeping. They are not slumbering. They are not prayerless or fastless. They're overglutton. They're not overweight, sickly. God said, where's my power? I thought my power was supposed to be resting in. There should be no yokes in this house. There should be nobody sick in this house. There should be nobody oppressed of the devil in this house. There should be no one blind in mind or by the eyes in my house. Nobody should be in poverty. Where did this come from? God measuring in Deuteronomy 21:15 say, but thou shall have a perfect and just weight. A perfect and just measure shall thou have.
Amen.
That thy days may be bring them in thine hand, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And Job said in 11:9, he said, the measure thereof for the wind. God measured the wind and he weighed the water. You know, God is paying attention to everything. Sin calls decrease. Righteousness calls increase. Everything is diminishing. Everything suffering as men get increasingly wicked. The trees dying, they're getting brittle, the nanos penetrating the ground, and trees that used to be flourishing, and now they've been ate up so fast because the lifespan is short. And when God sent them eclipse and them blood moons, that's God. We, you know, in October and in September, October, we lost 90 days. 90 days was taken out of our time. God takes time out of time. When you see a God and the moon, the moon is for your days. That's your month. That represents your month. Now we're getting ready to go into February already. Tomorrow, I think the full moon ends tomorrow. Then the moon starts going down. Then here comes February. But on this calendar, where Luciferian has his hand in it, Lucifer, God has taken time out of time. Every time you see a solar eclipse, that means God has taken another whole 30 days from us out of time. And he said he would, because in another revised way through the Gospels, he said, I'm going to shorten the days for the elect's sake. And when you look at the eclipse and you look at the solar eclipse or the moon or the blood moon, that's God taking time out of time. Our days has been shortened, the time on earth, the time with the glory of having your family, your husband, your wife, your children, your business, and another breath has been taken. All right? And then he let the animal kingdom. Oh, he's just so profoundly just, my eyes on God. My eyes is on the Lord. I remember the movie I seen with Halle Berry. My eyes on God. She was swimming, jumped in this lake when they showed this movie. The first black city in America was Eatonville, Florida. And she dived in this pond and she was just swimming, and a voice spoke. I couldn't see who it was. It was a woman voice saying, what are you doing? So and so, so. She said, my eyes on God. And I'm telling you, my eyes on God. My daddy is gone. I don't have no father, and you can't hardly find a preacher that wants to father you, because they look like some of the preachers got respect to persons. They more closer, and they're father, and treat the others legitimate children. God will send you people to father, and you graft them into your church family, and you're closer to the ones you had all the time than instead of making the ones comfortable that's coming in trying to help, and you be treated like a real stepchild.
Not like somebody. You got to treat a one that's given to you as a stepchild, even if it's a guardian, as though they were your children from your loins at birth. You don't treat them any different from the one that was with you from day one. You treat them all the same. And you don't say, that's my stepchild. No, this is my son. This is my son. This is my daughter. My daughter. Step. Still a sword. There's still a division there. Praise God. And so you treat them all the same. And so God started shifting this. He came back on the heavens. And then he started dealing with the sheep. It lets you know our time is drawing now. Remember the story that hit the news some weeks ago? Or, well, now it's probably been going into 2 months. The sheep in China. The global event of the ley lines and the dragon lines that shifted, or the platonic place that shifted in the earth's belly, in her loins, and the frequency changes, that everything is going backwards in time, or what that which is past is now invading the future. If you want to know what will happen tomorrow, you got to see tomorrow as yesterday, because what has happened in past, according to Solomon chapter 1 and 3, that which is past is now, and that which has been is coming. That which you've seen before by your ancestors when they're dead and sleep or in hell or going there in paradise, what they see, what you read on the Sphinx or on the walls of the pyramids or the caves, all these skins and the artifacts and the writings that they're finding, what they saw, you will see. If you want to know what happened to them, look at your word. Same devil with the same lowdown tricks. The unholy hatred. God let him ring through these 6,000 years of man. And I mean, they'd hate us with a passion. You see what they're doing, all these untimely deaths. But in my ending, but look, I'm going to end with what happened with the sheep. The sheep fall now. And that's why I say we are at the fullness of birth. We ain't in the beginning of sorrows. We are at the birthing now. The water has broke. We saw all the stretch marks on the earth, on the planet. Your roads keep cracking, cracks everywhere in the ground. This crack come, that's the stretch mark. I mean, it's almost time. The baby is changing and turning in the womb. There's a turning, a moving in the spirit, a shifting in the spirit. And for what? Into what? What's inducing it? What's influenced in the move of what you're doing throughout the house of God? And you looking at the stretch marks. Glory to God. And then we saw the water break. Look at the floods all over the earth. The days of Noah, the signs of the days of Noah, lots of water. And all the thing that's missing now, which is to come, according to Isaiah 33. The giants, the elders will soon be surfacing, the grandchildren of the giants. Their generation, you know, you had 36 tribes of giants. You had three generations of them in manifestation before the flood, after the flood, and then those who they're fathers and brothers and sisters had sense enough to seal them way down in the catacombs of the earth. Now they're resurfacing. And that's why a lot of them Mexicans start running out their countries and running to the borders of America. All this stuff coming out these caves now, standing on the top of the mountain in the evening time, people getting glances of tall people, 9 feet tall. I posted a 9 foot, 6 foot black man. Because you know them angels took wives of everyone they choose, and it was an infiltration and a mingling of seeds then. They were having sex with, and people say, how did that go? You know, let me tell you something. It's deeper than you know. And there are people running out their country. And look what happened in Palestine, Afghanistan. People running, hey, take us on the plane. They weren't just government. They were messing around out there in them Kandahar mountains. And they found the Eljos, the descendants of the giants, their grand-grandchildren, great-grands out the mountain. They killed one and flew it right back over here dead.
spanking red hair, green eyes, real blue eyes like the ocean and all that. And then they were trying to recruit them because Satan is trying to get an army against God, get the world, the God that provided for the nation, get them to turn against the one who's the provider, the one who can show mercy, the only one that can save them. They have turned against the Most High. And because of bad decisions of leaders and all the people in the world suffering, they don't know why we're suffering. Why is the egg $7 now? Why a box of oxtails costs $100? People look at why bread, $5 a loaf of bread. You ain't seen nothing yet. The scriptures say a man's day's wages going to cost him. You know, if you make $200 a day, that was going to cost you for a loaf of bread soon. Because the beast is here. They just ready to introduce them, and then you're going to get Elon Musk going in the presidency. Oh, it's about to get crazy up in here, up in here. And so those sheep, and then during that time, days before, there was a slinging of 100s, 100s on the news, 100 this week. And now this morning, I got up 3:15, 3:11, and then I seen 40 on the news, 40. I said, oh, my God. The volcano eruption in Hawaii, the number 40 is being slung. And 100. 100 means fullness. We're at the fullness of birth. Now it's time for manifestation. Elon Musk say, we have chosen our world leader, the one world leader. That's Revelation 17. All the world leaders have got together and given their strength and power to the beast, Lucifer's son. And now they're saying he's here. The Islamic country, Ishmael descendants saying, he's here. Mahdi is here. He's here. And then now throughout the Germans and the Ukrainians, there's them fake Jews over there saying they Jews and they're really not. These Ukrainians and Germans and Russia, a mixture of them, they say, our Messiah is here. And he's working miracles, people doing that. And the Bible told you these things come before the Christ, the God's first begotten of all creation manifests. And so when those sheep, God was speaking to us, for 100. It was over hundreds. I'm sorry, my dog whining. 12 days. What is 12? The number of government completion, final decisions in the political realm, in the government realm, in the ruler's realm. The decision has been final. The power transfer has been made. It's just we're waiting for manifestation, introduction of them, and the next war will be between the sons of God, those who have come to balance and maturity. They know who they are, what they got, and where they're going. They are mastering, are fulfilling all righteousness, fulfilling their obedience, walking in their purpose without trying to mimic, copy, or duplicate. And they're not walking, and they are not spiritual trespassers, wearing titles and holding offices they don't qualify for. They are sure of who they are, what they got, and where they're going. They'll learn how to use their weapons in the left hand and the right hand as a son of God. They know their gifts. They know their virtues. They know how to shoot their arrows. They know they are skillful in prayer, in delivering the word. They're skillful of lamentation unto wailing. These are the ones that will stand in front of the world against the ministers of Lucifer. And this is in the war scrolls that was found, the battle before Christ faced the Antichrist, Christ in the air, facing the Antichrist at Megiddo on Euphrates grounds. Praise God, there will be a war between the sons of God, and the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation. And who will make it out and through, come out of the tunnels, will perfect it. Who will come out packing power and revelation and sure of their God? Who would move like Joshua to cause the sun to stand still? Who can make an axe head swim? Who can look hinder? Who can, who will come out like the Most High? Who gonna make it through?
Or will you be like you still mimicking, copying, and duplicating folk? Or flesh, God, let all flesh fail. You got to put on him, not your organization, not your church creed. Put on Christ. He said, put off the old man, Ephesians 4, and put on the new man, which is renewed after all Christ and the truth. And so them things, they went in circles. We looked at all of the animal kingdom, all of the creeping things on the same day for many days. They was going in circles. They did that for 12 straight days, the sheep 12. God says, complete. He's letting you know, hey, I'm about to come get y'all. I'm about to move y'all. All right? They went clockwise for a few days, and then they start going counterclockwise. Now, you look, I say, God, I fast 3 days. I say, God, what does this mean? I say, some of these animals are going opposite. Why are they going in a circle? Them other ones going. And then I look, I got it that morning. I just wept. I said, oh, my God, they represent a clock time. God, the time out of time again. Out of time. We're almost out of time. Time out of time. And when they all start going backwards, counterclock, then it took me back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and 2. But that which is past is now. Now it's in effect. Everything that they saw in the past generation is getting ready to surface in ours. Everything that befell our ancestors that were disobedient, the preachers that have let God down by shutting down the churches. You used to have church. You used to have revivals. You don't have them no more. Well, we don't want to wear the people. They're sick. They need to come sick or well. You need, if you're going to die, die in the church. Praise God. You used to have noonday prayer, night prayer. You can't get nobody to go to church, but they'll sure go to work. They'll go to work sick. But they'll make an excuse. I can't come to the church. My toes hurt. Or my knees hurt. Or I ain't been breathing too good. I can't make it tonight. Or I ain't got but $2 worth of gas. Try go to church on $2 and try to borrow it. Hey, I ain't got no gas. Somebody help me with gas. I just wanted to be in church. People making excuses from drawing nigh to God. And when you see days like this, that's all the more we need to assemble ourselves together. And these were the sins of our forefathers and which got us these 400 and some years in America when we should have been born in a Kibulon or what they call Africa. But we have suffered to be born here. He say, your forefather, the sin of your forefather, he say they start putting out the lamps in the church, and that's twofold. Not only, well, we ain't having church tonight, you know, so the lights off. You turn the lights off, ain't there nobody there, so you cut the lights off in the building. Then the lamps means those who are the enlightened ones, the teachers or the prophets. He said, they shut the doors of my porch. They don't even open the church anymore. That's what sin. Sin, and that's why God and Judah sinned and started getting worldly and doing stuff, and that's why Judah still scattered over the earth. And God, but he said those who correct themselves and enter true repentance, he just like they, our forefathers came back on ship, and that was the land that's our inheritance, and it's been stolen birthright all the way through his time. They've been stealing the birthright, stealing everything belong to you and I. Oh, it's been going on for years. And God said, I'm going to get those who survive and endure to the end who get back to me. Same way I took y'all out on ship, I'm going to bring all of your descendants back to the land which I promised your fathers. He's talking to us. Now you digest that. Chew that real slow now. Think on these things. Pay attention to the signs that God's measuring. And David said, and lastly in the 39th song, and maybe I can finish on next week, the Lord permitting, apostles see fit.
The 39th Psalm, verse 4, say, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days. What is it? Is that I may know how frail I am. Well, let me, if you permit me, let me read Isaiah 40 and 12. He said, who the Most High has measured the waters in the hollows of his hand and melted out the heavens with a span and comprehend the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains and scales and the hills in a balance. Isaiah 40 and 12. See, we sit around, we judge, but sometimes we judge unrighteously. But God measuring everything, he just like he measured the hair on your head, know how many you combed out and how many hairs you lost on your pillow, and every how many leaves fall off the tree, he still got the count. He measured the mountains, even though we see mountain quakes, mudslides, and all kind of splits. If it, he know, he measure everything. He keep a count. He monitors that he made. God is measuring things, and it has been measured, and a lot of places have come to judgment. Cities have come to judgment, and there's nothing we can do. Some are underwater. Some angels of wrath have walked through with their swords and cut every building down. Some never to build again. And then when they rebuild and he sent them back through there and cut the whole town back down again. That's the kind of God we serve. Say, no, you still ain't got it right. You still won't repent. You still wicked. You still committing homicide, hangings in the woods, shedding blood in sheds. You got folks in dungeons. You still killing folk you ain't got no business and won't repent. So he cutting their, people are getting their wages now. So we are disobedient to God. Don't expect nothing good to come from us. Father, I thank you and I bless you today for your grace and mercy upon us, for the word that you've spoken to us by your Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name in true repentance, asking that you forgive us of any errors of our way, for additives, for minuses, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would help us, oh God, to mount up to your word, to the volumes of your word, every jot, every tittle. Help us, God, to come up into the full stature of your dear Son. We pray that you would have your way throughout this radio audience and let this word fall on good ground and cause it to be hid immediately, that the enemy of the system of false teaching, false doctrine, or lying wonders of spirit, take it not from them. But let the truth remain and let that seed be believed and conceived that Christ will be forming them, that they'll bring forth fruit to your pleasure, and that others who eat from them and hear your eternal words from them will be satisfied in their souls. We pray in Jesus' name as I pass it on to Apostle. God bless you, man of God, and thank you. And if you will, I could come back next week and do part two, the Lord's will. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prophetess. My phone dropped out, but I'm back here. Thank you for that anointed, appointed, excuse me, an approved word by God. And we know that the word was so anointed and so right on point with the things that are going on right here and in the world. You know, there's so much stuff going on that it makes you... Well, for me, I can just only talk about me. It makes me want to draw closer to God and to the things that give him glory. You know, as I was saying earlier this morning, how that the present sign of Lord where kids from 14 years and even younger, if they get pregnant, they can call up and the places that is for abortion will send them pills. They don't have to go anywhere. They would send them what they call early pregnancy abortion. They would send the pills to them, to their house, to their address, and they can take the pills without their parents knowing and abort the child. We are in a serious time. And I like what you was talking about, the seeds and the different fruit and stuff, you know, because they have a lot of fruit in the stores right now, the grocery stores that don't have any seeds. They were made in the factories, in the labs. They were developed in the labs without seeds. So, that was very interesting. And then you talked about Hawaii and the stuff that's going on. I was looking at so much stuff. There's so much stuff going on and pretty much every nation, the continents, things are going on. Mudslides, there's volcano eruption, there's floods in the deserts. God, you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But we thank God that we are on the right side, that God is... He has already given us a warning before these things happen. It's in the Bible. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this woman of God. We thank you for the word that you have allowed her to release out of her belly, O God, that we can get a clearer understanding of the times and the seasons, O God, that is before us and even the season that we are in right now. Father, we pray, O God, that this word, as it goes forth, Lord, that it will seek out the hearts that are ready and that are hungry and that are thirsty for more, oh God, information, more enlightenment of what God is saying to his people. And Father, we ask you, oh God, to replenish all that she has poured out. Fill her afresh, oh God, with fresh understanding, fresh revelation, oh God, fresh clarification, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No, now today, Bishop is not on the line, so there may be someone that don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And we're going to just do a quick prayer so we can open the line. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10, and 11, said that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Peter told him in Acts 2:38 to repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. This is what it's all about. Believe in what he's done at the cross and submitting to his way and to his will. See, a lot of times people say, well, I believe, but we get to the place they don't submit, they don't commit. And you must submit and commit to his way and to his will, making a transformation, a change in your way of walk, your way you live, the way you talk, where you treat people. All this is a transformation. And to walk this walk. It's not just saying, well, I'm going to get baptized, I'm going to believe in Jesus, and you're still doing the same things. Because you've got a lot of people that did. I was watching stuff on YouTube yesterday, and there's people saying, well, look, yes, I'm a Christian. I'm born again, but I believe that women have the right to, I have the right to abort the babies if they want to. How you can be in agreement with that? I believe a man have the right to marry to another man if he in love with another man. A woman has the same right if she's in love. That's what they're saying. You can't be in agreement with sin. That's what you're saying. When you see you're in agreement with that stuff and you're saving, say you're saving, sanctify. You can't be in agreement with sin. You love the sinner, but you got to hate the sin. David told the Lord, he said, I hate what you hate, and I love what you love. So if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, is a day that you need to denounce Satan, denounce the world system, all that it stands for. That means you're denouncing sin. It's a Lord Jesus, I believe. Just say this with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you were crucified at Calvary Hill called Golgotha, or the skull. Calvary, I believe that you were crucified there, that you died on that wooden cross for my sins. If I were the only person on the earth, you would have left your home in glory and entered into time so to set me free. Give me access to the tree of life, to the fountain of life. So today, Lord Jesus, according to Romans chapter 10, 9 and 11, I believe in my heart and confess in my mouth. And Lord, today I believe that you here died. You were buried and you rose again on the third day. I want the world to know today, so I am denouncing Satan and all of his agents and all the world system, what it stands for. I come to you now with great expectation that you're the only one that can set me free, and I come against everything that is sinful. Lord Jesus, I ask you to help me to remove that blockage, that partition that stands between you and I, which is the partition of sin. Lord Jesus, wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness according to 1 John 1:9. Make me whole again. Isaiah says, save me and I will be saved. Heal me and I will be healed. Jesus, I open the door to my heart and I invite you to enter in now. Sit on the throne of my heart. Be my Lord, my Savior, and my soon coming King. Well, if you just said that very uncommon prayer that I believe the Spirit just gave to me, and you believe it in your heart, you have just received the gift of salvation. But there's much more than that. You know, you know the work begins. You just confess that Jesus, Lord, that he died, he was buried, and he rose again from the dead. Now you have to start working. You need to get a Bible. Begin to study the Word of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. He told me to tell the people to start with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. Get a gospel understanding of this Jesus Christ, this Savior, this Redeemer, this Lord, this soon-coming King that we minister about every day, and the apostles. They all minister the same doctrine. Study the Word of God. Invite the Holy Spirit to come, the one that you receive, to come and instruct you. He's the greatest teacher. And he will break the Word down, give you revelation, clarification of the Word. Then you want to call up a pastor, preacher, teacher, someone who knows how to baptize. Well, there's a lot of people baptized in a lot of different ways. But according to Acts 2:38, you want to be baptized in Jesus' name. So you tell the pastor, well, I would love to be baptized in Jesus' name. They might say they don't baptize that way. Don't get mad with them. They only understand Matthew 28:19. They just understand that. But so what you want to do? And he said, tell the pastor, so look, I'll get back in touch with you. So let's get my friends and family and co-workers and even some of my enemies to see, to be witness of this great. I'll get back in touch with you. But at the same time, look for a pastor. Because the reason why you don't want to start no ruckus with the pastor, God might bring you back in some years to be the pastor at that same establishment. You know, the pastor might die, he might resign, and they need a pastor, and God has raised you up with such tenacity, such power, such anointing, that the people want you to come and be the pastor. But if you leave there and burn that bridge, you may not get an opportunity. So leave on a good accord and find a church that will baptize you the way according to Acts 1:38, and then invite your friends and family, whoever, so people will come and witness this great, the greatest occasion of your life. And when you get baptized, you go down that water, you come up, you're dying with Jesus, you're coming up alive with him. Glory to God. Then find you a church that is teaching and preaching the gospel and get yourself involved. Get yourself involved in ministry. Hallelujah. Because you're part of the body already. Once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you got to join the church. No. You're already part of the church. You're already part of the church once you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you have been baptized in his name. You're part. But now you want to become now part of a organization that is teaching and preaching, you know, instructing people the way how to live. You want to get into one. Every building that you say that they have a preacher or somebody, they're not teaching the true doctrine. Some of them are preaching half a doctrine. I could tell you many bishops I hear and apostles and chief apostles and lay people that I heard and I hear from time to time, you know, I don't spend a lot of time listening to them, but when I do hear 2 or 3 minutes of them, I could tell that they're preaching half a doctrine because they don't preach about sin. They don't preach about holiness. You know, they don't preach against adultery, which is all sin, fornication. You know, in the agreement, they say that we are evolving. No, the church is not evolving. Church is always the church, always going to be the church. And holiness always going to be holiness. Righteousness always going to be righteousness. It's not going to evolve to this or evolve to that, like you're a caterpillar and next day you're going to be a butterfly. No, we're not evolving. We are always going to be who God said we are. And we have to follow the instructions. So after you receive baptism, you find the church, you get in there, Get involved. Get involved, you know. Don't just go in there and be a spectator. Do something. Do something. I started cleaning the church. I started picking up trash around the church. That's why we're going to clean the bathroom and all that stuff. It's not nothing that you're going to say, I'm too this, I'm too that. I clean no bathroom. No, there's not. Man, just go ahead and clean the bathroom. Pick up the trash. All that's ministry. If nobody pick up the trash around the building, nobody clean the bathroom, then you go into the bathroom, you'll be ashamed. So I don't believe this church is like this. They look so nice on the outside and getting here in the bathroom is filthy because nobody want to do that. Nobody, you can't get in the parking lot, so the beer cans, the soda bottles, the cigarette boxes, all that stuff, all around the parking lot. You can't even get in the parking lot. Boxes all piled up all the. Somebody got to do that. That's ministry too. Hallelujah. So get yourself involved. And we thank God for you all that heard this message today and those that were hearing a later date and those that received the gift of salvation. We pray that God strengthen you and you'll be encouraged to continue because the moment you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, devil release every demon after you to stop you. Every temptation will come at you to hinder you from walking. I've been saved for many, 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 umpteen years now, and still temptations come. Why? Because devil don't stop. He is very consistent and persistent. He does not stop. He knows his job. And we got to get to know ours a little bit better. What we have to do, get up, prayer. We got to fast. And we got to give thanks. We got to help our brothers and sisters where they need help. We can't have a selfish attitude and believe you're a Christian. Hallelujah. God bless you all. The line is now open. A lot of people on the line. Anybody want to come on and encourage the woman of God, you can come on in.
God bless open. You, Apostle Canada.
God bless
thank
you,
you
God.
For every message that you send me. God bless to all the ministry apostles and evangelists on the radio broadcast. Thank God for prophecies that came on today with powerful revelation and insight that we all need. And thank God for every video. I just thank God for this radio broadcast because it really helps us to really get the gospel out. You know, he told the disciples, say, go out and preach the gospel. Go out to the world. And it's just a blessing to have this radio broadcast that we can be able to get the word of God and share. And I just thank God for that, man. I tell you, the word was so powerful. Hearing all the things you were talking about and we all have a charge. Bible says we have minister of reconciliation. You know, you don't have to have a title. And you don't have to, as the man of God say, being in someone's church. And we're not saying that you don't have to go to church. The Bible told us not to be afraid to assemble yourself with your brothers. So it's good to go, but make sure wherever you go, if you're being led by the Holy Spirit. But I just thank God for the word today. It was so good and powerful. And I was piggybacking on Apostle Canada said about the baby, the abortion, man. It's sad what they're doing to the baby. They're not only using the abortion clinic, the reason why they want to keep them open. I'm pretty sure God, they're going to open it back up. They're fighting to open it back up because of the women's rights movement, because that's what they use, the right women's rights movement to cause the women to think they have to give up their baby. And the babies was a gift from God. You know, that's how we got here. You know, and I just wonder sometimes, do they even think about how they got here? How you think you got here? Unless you came through, you know, the technology, you know, because they, you know, the government know how to clone now, even as the woman of God was saying about them finding bodies and stuff for these fallen ones. And they doing that now. They got the technology to create clones and, create bodies for, you know, for, like they call the avatar bodies. And so, and it just, I just never understood, you know, why would they create, but then I know a lot of stuff they're doing, excuse me, radio, I'm working, but why would they want to kill babies? And it just shows you how evil the enemy is. He never changed his tactic. This stuff been going on. If you look in your Bible, throughout King Herod and all the kings of the earth, it always came to a place where they wanted to sacrifice babies. And that just, it's just amazing. So, you know, we just really have to pray for the young women that, you know, that, you know, that, you know, have been raped or anything that have got pregnant, you know, well off, or those that have babies that's having an idea to go and give their baby away to these abortion clinics, because they really don't understand what they're doing to these babies. And they taking the baby body parts and putting them in soda. I think I sent a couple of videos out to Apostle Calendar and Providence about they taking baby fetuses and putting them in Pepsi sodas and giving products that we eat every day. And people don't even know this. And it's just some great evil going on, I'm telling you. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit and God letting us get insight. Insight. When I was, you know, hearing the prophet speak, and I was thinking about when his disciples say, Lord, show us the sign of your coming. And, oh, my God, have we never seen so many times? Have we never seen the alarm trumpet blowing, you know, just looking at the earth shaking, the elements, looking at the shift of the weather, seeing the things that are happening all around us. Man, I'm telling you, it's time to get close to God. I'm talking about it's time, you know, like she was talking about prayer. You know, you would think, you know, that the church would be opening up more for prayer, but it seems like, you know, people haven't taken it seriously. It's saying that God, as she said earlier, have to allow things to happen for the people to start praying. But then he loves us enough, and God has to shake our life to get the leaders back to praying, get the people back to crying out to God. And that's what God will end up doing, you know, getting us out of that comfortable state, because, you know, church got too comfortable, you know, and we don't got spoiled, and we're not looking at, you know, how good God been to us. And so, and then we're not accepting the time, the things that are going on. And we really have to get the place of prayer, you know, of what's going on. It's so much happening all around us. And I just thank God for insight, you know. And it's a blessing that God can send someone, and it, us all in every level, to help us see the seriousness of our salvation, seriousness of our soul, and to see the signs of the time. You know, but then, you know, I was thinking about it too when she was talking about the signs of the time when Nicodemus came to Jesus Christ in the middle of the night, and he told him, he said, you don't understand, you don't even understand the wind. And they say, that's why he told him he had to be born again. And so the only way you can understand some of the things that we are saying, those that don't understand, you need to ask God to fill you with his Holy Spirit so you can see that we're not just saying anything and it's not just going out in the wind, that this stuff is really real. God is trying to open your eyes to show you. He wants you to know what's going on. He wants you to see the hands of the enemy. He wants you to see what the enemy is doing, that we can have things to pray about. You know, the Bible says, you know, those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You know, and, you know, when people, you hear people quote that, you know, out of Revelation. But when you hear what the Spirit is saying, you got to see what the Spirit is saying. Because it takes a spirit of God to see what's going on, see the difference between what's going on in the sky, knowing the difference between God's weather and man-made stuff. You know, and God, he'll show it. It's better for us, but a lot of times, the enemy has got us so blind with technology and all this stuff. You got to ask God to deliver us from this stuff. This stuff in the world. We got to get our eyes on things above. We got to keep our set our faith on things above. That's the only way that you'll be able to see what's going on. That's why the Bible says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What that means is getting in the place of God, abiding in him where he can show you, like he did Moses when he took him. And him and Moses fellowship together, and he showed him the Torah in the past, and he showed him the beginning. And God he's still doing that. You know, but the Bible says men are called, few chosen. And for you to be chosen and God choose you to show you anything, you know, you got to get in a place with God where he'll be able to show you insight, show you what the enemy's doing, showing you what he's putting in your food, what he's putting in your drink. And that way we can pray in the spirit against this stuff. He said, whatever we loose on earth, he'll loose in heaven. Whatever we bind, he'll bind. He gave us power. Power with the Holy Spirit. Power to thread upon serpents to be able to fight what the enemy is doing. They take the power of the Holy Ghost. It's going to take power. We need power in this hour. I'm asking God every day, Lord, fill me with more power. Lord, to crucify this flesh, this old wretched man. Lord, I need to be like you. I need to be more. Show me where you at. I want to find out what you're speaking, what you're saying, what's where you're going. So I know what to do. You know, we need to get in a place like Joseph and Mary was. They was a place where God said that the angel woke them up in the middle of the night, told them, hey, go over to Africa. You know, so we got to really get in that place, and then he's going to take more fasting and praying, get in the place with God. And I just thank God for the word, insight. And it just, the world is crying out. You know, you don't really hear the church talking about these things that are happening all around us. And people, I know people question me, saying, why this happening? Why is that? And it's just a blessing that God is using providence to, you know, bring her side of it. And I'm pretty sure God is, you know, not just speaking to her, it's many people. And so we just really have to make sure we're praying for each other that God continues speaking in our lives to be able to show us the things that we need to know. So we'll be able to be able to be three heads or steps ahead of our enemy, which is Satan. But our enemy is not each other, it's the devil. And we're just praying that God keep us from the danger that's coming upon us, because our leaders have made covenant with death and hell, and they releasing all kind of stuff. I don't know what y'all see it now, but yeah, you can tell the stuff that has been released from hell, because when you, all in your dreams, you've been, the spirits are coming. If you don't keep a prayer life and keep yourself concentrated up under the blood, you got spirits coming to you, speaking to you, or driving in the car with you, or in the bed with you, trying to get you, got you bringing up your path, trying to get you to get your mind off the word. And you really got to get full of the Holy Spirit. You really got to get rid of that power. We got to really take this thing serious. It's not a game. It's a life and death. We're in a warfare, a spiritual warfare and a natural warfare. You know, the Bible says spiritual first and it's natural. And you can see, you can just look at it and see. You can see nature crying. Like she was talking about the, that messed me up when she talked about the scratch wound. Man, and you just look at it in the spirit, because the earth is just like a woman. Like a woman, and some of the religions, they teach, I think, in the religion of Yahweh. I studied a little bit of that. I could have been a part of that. They teach that the woman is the earth, and her body is like the womb. And if you look at the earth, it's just like a woman's womb. A woman's womb has water in it. And when a woman, God put plant in the earth, the seed go in the earth, and she have bring forth a baby. And that's the same way the earth do. The earth, we plant seed and it brings forth fruit. It brings forth a tree. And so it's just powerful how God did. Oh my God. Man, God is awesome. What he did. A man can't figure it out. Scientists, they don't have enough education. They're not smart enough to figure out who God is. So I just thank God for the word. It was good. Y'all be encouraged to keep praying for each other. That God anoint us for these last days, that we'll be able to help people get saved. I want to see people get saved. I want God to help me continue to get rid of everything that's not like me, like him, and let me be like Christ. So I can see people, because so many people are hurt and pain all around us. I don't know what y'all see, but I'm telling you, everywhere you see, you can tell that people are being tormented by spirits. Man, I'm talking about not just in the natural realm, but in the pharmaceutical realm. People are not this strong out on drugs, the street drugs. You got people on the pharmaceutical realm where they strong out on this sorcery pills. They got all kind of pills. And we just need the power of God that we can help people get free. Now, I see why they in the world, so they say Jesus wept. But I see why Jesus cried to the blood. It'll make you cry because you see the condition of people. Hey, man, just saying. The condition of the world, seeing people, man, it put a burden of hurt. It hurts, a deep hurt to see people, what the enemy is doing to people, and how people are being tucked out because they can't see what's going on, and how leadership is so blind that the people can't see. And then we got the world telling everybody to save now, everybody going to heaven. Like, and it's just sad. But I guess God bless you, love you. Y'all bless these.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jones, for coming in and commenting on the prophetess word, the strong word. You know, I saw a post this week too, and there's two of the people that are there, entrepreneurs or hostess or whatever. This African-American young lady and African-American man, and they have all of these, I don't know if you call them androids or what, but they have these people in the showcases. It has like men and women in showcases. Well, I didn't see any Africans, but they had Caucasian bodies. And they were telling you that this is the next generation of people or society. And they say you can purchase, you probably seen it too, Minister Jones, because you look through the stuff that I look through. And but I also see the stuff that you send me. But they had these people in these showcases, and they looked real, just like you and me. And they was telling you that they put this, you saw it on in the movies, how to put the implant in the back of your neck, in the back of your brainstem. And this implant that they put in your brainstem collects all, it's some computer thing that they put in there, and it collects all of your data. What you like, what you don't like, who you are, everything about you. And they can construct a human being, that's what they call it. That's got flesh, blood, everything. And talks and everything. I don't know how they're doing this stuff, but I tell you, I believe it's all satanic. That's what I believe, because it's not of God. And they say you can change from another body. You want to be tall man. You want to be tall. You want to be medium build. You want to be full of muscles. They can make you any way you want to be made. I think it's something like $20,000, $30,000 a body you buy. So when you are getting ready to leave this world, they just move this thing from you and plug it into the back of this thing that they make. Then you got to just see it to understand it. And then you tell people, like you were saying, you tell people these things, they don't believe that this thing is real. But it's happening. Because this is the time that we are living in. The Bible talks about men will be wiser and wickeder. And we're seeing that happening now. We have little kids, 12, 13 years old, and they're already going to college, taking out, doing master degree, PhDs and all that stuff. They're only 12 years old. 12 years old. So I'm looking at all these different mudslides and stuff that's going on all last week. Mudslides, mudslides, the mountains coming off, boulders coming off, and crashing cars and buses and knocking them down in the ravine. All this stuff is happening all at one time, all over the world. So we have to pray. We have to fast. We have to spend more time in God's presence, you know, because we are not exempt. The Bible said when he rained on the just and the unjust. So we have to stay prayed up, fasted up. And we got to pray more for each other. Don't matter. We all have different styles. This is where the God, I talked about gumbo. You know, gumbo don't have one fish or one meat. They all have a whole bunch, a lot of different stuff. You know, so God is using all of us to establish his kingdom. And that's why we got to pray for protection over all of us, because we are targets. Hear what I'm saying? The man says, Billy Graham said this morning, Billy Graham's son, he said that the Christian is the target to the world now. And we have to really prepare ourselves, because the world sees us as a threat to them or to it. He says it's going to get worse before it gets better. And he was making his 2023 speech. He said it's going to get worse before it gets better. The line is open. The line is open. Anyone want to come on in? You heard something today that you want to comment on? Come on in.
Yeah, Apostle, man, you are so right. And that's why the Bible says put on the whole armor of God. Then it said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but even principalities, rulers, of darkness of this world. And we really have to get hold of God, because I was at the barbershop. We had church at the barbershop, and they had a pastor come in there, and he said God dealt with him and said he don't see 2 years that a lot of pastors going to have to end up giving up their churches, because with this New World Agenda movement, if you're not going along with the New World Agreement, the New World Religion, which that means in your church, you're going to have to accept Buddha, you're going to have to accept Luciferian, people that worship Satan,
That's right.
Krishna, and And you got to let all of them come in your church and worship their gods in your sanctuary that's supposed to be set aside for God. And so that's where we headed at. And all the preachers, it's finna be a real test that they're going to have to end up giving up their buildings to end up doing like other countries are doing now, where they have to meet in mountains and all that. It's coming to us too. And it's headed that way because
that's
they already got it now where in certain states where Christians can't even be involved in parades anymore because they're trying to protect the LBG communities. So they can do whatever they want to do because we're a threat to the devil. And what he's trying to do is people, they're not going to, like they said, like it was in the days of Noah. Just said come the days of men, they were eating and drinking and giving it to marriage. What do we see now? Look what's going on. You know, everybody getting married now. You know, they marrying dogs and cats, and men marrying men, women marrying women. They tell the children now that you can be a cat, and they got cat litter in the schools now. And I'm telling you, but then, you know, the word of God said, though, a nation that forget about God, he's going to turn them over to hell. And the hell, it means he's going to let legions of spirits take over people's minds. That's what you see happening. People have been turned over to hell. Judgment of God is already set.
And you want me to get on there?
Which one are you?
Yeah, I'm
you ain't got the thing?
No, I'm not in the wheelchair. Well, I'm not on the wheelchair.
Oh, yeah, so...
You hear the president said the other day that churches have to respect the LGBT. That's just the way it's got to be. Okay, they got to respect the LGBTQ. Because if they don't, they're going to lose their 501c. He says they're not going to be tax exempt anymore. So they're forcing you to, in Texas, they had the big Christmas parade, and the church could not go in the parade because the LGBTQ they wanted to be part of the, they want to march in the church. They didn't want to march with that organization. They want to march with the church organization. Not as Christians, but as LGBTQ with their flags. And because the pastor said no, they couldn't walk, they couldn't have to be part of the parade. Had to be excluded. But that's the time that we're in. And people think it's a joke. This life to live for Christ, you have to make up in your mind that you're willing to sacrifice all. As Jesus says, you have to deny your mother, your father, your brother, sister, husband, your wife. You got to take up your cross daily and follow him. That means that trouble's going to come daily. You got to be willing to face persecution daily to follow him. You know, it's not about taking up a wooden cross, but it's about willing to go through persecution daily, even from family members, to serve him. Well, if nobody's seen anything, Minister Jones, if you come on back in, and you can pray and close us out.
Thank you. So, Apostle, one of the customers was getting ready to get on the van, but I just thank God for this prayer broadcast. All that said, Father, we just thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done, Lord. Thank you for revelation and power, Lord. And so, Lord, we just ask you today, Lord, to empower us with your spirit and your anointing, Lord, that we'll be able to do your will, Lord. Help us to do your will. Help us to pray your will. Help us to bear the cups that you have put before us in the name of Jesus. Lord, you don't know what can do it. Lord, empower us with your spirit, Lord, to get rid of everything that's not like you, Lord, that we'll be able to do your will in the name of Jesus, Lord. You see what's coming upon us, Lord, and you have showed us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord. You told you would not let us be eating or saving the vice, Lord. And then you said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under your shadow. So, Lord, hide us under your shadow, Lord. Help us, Lord, to see your hand. And so, Lord, we cast out everything that the enemy has done. And what he's trying to do, we plead the blood of Jesus against every principality, every evil that's going on, human trafficking, everything that's an agenda against children. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You're able to do a seat above all we ask to say. come to the power, Lord. We just thank you for your power. Thank you for your spirit. God, continue blessing this radio broadcast, Lord. Every man and woman of God, God, that you have appointed on this broadcast, Lord, continue to anoint them, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Lord. They'll be able to speak timely, Lord, in every word that you out of your mouth, Lord, that people be saved and delivered, God, that they'll be able to see and be ready for your coming. And, Lord, I forever bless your name and give your name the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Minister Jones. Thank you, apostles and bishops and the deacons, evangelists. We thank God for you all. Have a blessed day. Be safe out there, brother Minister Jones, because the weather's hitting nearly every state today. We getting a downpour of rain, but there's other states that are having other cities that are having snow, but also the other states that are having ice and snow. And we pray for California that God just protect them. They're getting severe flooding, and over in Iraq and Iran and Saudi Arabia, they're flooded like crazy. We are praying for India. We are praying for all the nations of the world. God is able, even though that some people decide that they want to reject him, he's still able. He's still able. His hand is still stretched out to the lost. You know, he said it's not his desire that any will perish. So his hands are still stretched. So we pray as we leave this line, but never his presence, that his grace and his mercy will go with us, and that the blood, oh God, that was shed at Calvary will stay upon us, will keep us covered from the death angels, that we'll be able to do this again, if it's his will, on tomorrow afternoon. God bless you all, and have a safe traveling mercy and a safe rest of the day. Bye-bye. Thank you, prophetess. Thank you, apostles, and for you all that came on today.
God bless you.
God bless you all. All right, bye-bye.